This is Passport to Texas. Our state population may be mostly urban, but Texans continue to buy rural property as weekend retreats.
Recreational buying is the greatest motivation for exchanges in land in Texas.
Linda Campbell directs the Private Lands Program at Parks and Wildlife. Various reasons drive the purchase of recreational land.
Game species are still a big driver, very important economically for landowners in Texas. But we have a greater diversity of landowners, and so with a diversity of people, you have a diversity of interests. So there are a lot of landowners, particularly those with smaller tracts, that are primarily interested in managing for birds and other non-game wildlife, or just want to get away from the city to have a retreat. And that's an absolutely valid goal as well. And so we work with all landowners in whatever their goal is.
Parks and Wildlife's Private Lands Program offers landowners free technical assistance managing their property.
Texas is over 90% privately owned, and so we recognize that if we're going to have any impact at all on conservation of wildlife and habitats, we have to do it through the cooperation of private landowners.
Understanding your land, that's tomorrow. And that's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.